Questions live on Kab.tv.
Yes, all of our work is to build our spiritual world. We were given reason, our ego, the will to receive in which we exist. And we have to build the spiritual degree above it, or to discover it, which is the same thing. That out of our will to receive, we need to see our world and to create what we call the opposite world. From the will to receive, from the world of reception, the our egoistic world, to build the opposite altruistic world, the world of bestowal. And that way, we will advance more and more and more time and again until over every revelation of our ego in thought, in desire, in intention, we build the opposite world. As it says, I have seen an opposite world. And it is impossible to build a spiritual world unless specifically by building it ourselves out of whatever the Creator created in us, the will to receive, and this corporeal world, the world of reception. This is how, from the world of reception, we build the world of soul. And by this we become the owners of it, we understand, we feel, we are in control of these situations, and then we bless the Creator who specifically created the whole of creation in such a way that from lo lishma, not for her sake, we build lishma, from reception to bestow. This is man's work. And in this work, actually only a few of the people of the world take part, a small part, called Kabbalists. All the rest join them later on, to the extent that the Kabbalists establish in quantity and quality, the suitable quantity and quality, the spiritual world for themselves, then they can also project their feeling, their attainment to the others. And then gradually the others come closer to them. The degree of people also improves, which are the men, then the women, then the animate degree, and the vegetative, and the still, as it says that the wolf shall live with the sheep. From where does that come, to the wolf or to the sheep? The ability to live together above their egoistic nature, only out of the fact that those Kabbalists project their intention to bestow above their will to receive to all the dwellers of the world. This way the whole world, that is all the desire that the Creator created in the still, vegetative, animate and speaking, all of these desires receives the intentions to bestow. And if so, everyone reaches the end of correction. We are on the way to that. Our path is clear. It is becoming revealed more and more from one day to the next. And today, too, we will try more and more to locate it to ourselves, how to come closer to it, how to enter it, and how to pull behind us all the dwellers of the world. To bring the intention to bestow, that is, our nature does not change. We remain created beings. We remain in the will to receive, however, with the intention to bestow. And by that, we equalize with the Creator. That is, there is me and there is Him, and always there is a great difference and oppositeness between me and Him. But that oppositeness, we cancel it through the intention to bestow. And it doesn't hinder us that I'm in the will to receive and He's in the will to bestow. The most important is that we connect to each other with our intentions, and that is called adhesion. Otherwise, we would simply disappear inside of the Creator and we would not exist. in order for us to exist and keep ourselves and be created beings forever, we must remain in the will to receive that the Creator has created. It's an eternal desire, and we just change our intention on top of it. This is why we learn in the wisdom of Kabbalah how initially the intention is built that comes from the Creator in order to bestow, and then we have Tzimtzum, Asach, Chozer, all the parsufim of Adam Kadmon, all the parsufim of Atzilut until the shattering, and later on we learn how from the shattering we begin by ourselves already to rise from below and to resemble the Creator. So there is a part here that comes from the Creator as an example, as preparation, and there's a part that comes from the created being as the implementation and the attainment of the Creator. And this is where we are. Therefore, we have to build the upper world on top of all the revelation of the ego in us, the entire revelation of the ego in us. And that is our work.
Moscow 7.
Здесь Рабаш, что тело приходит к человеку с претензией. Зачем вам эта работа и не желая отдавать человеку силы?
The body of man has complaints. What is this work for you? He doesn't want to give him, to give the person power to work. And then he writes that you can overcome it only through prayer to the Creator. And if, and how can you pray to the Creator if the body doesn't give you the power?
From the group. Of course, I don't want to turn to the Creator. The Creator for me is something which is detached or opposite or even felt. And it's done so on purpose, so that I will not be able to run to him. Truly, it's not like religions, where each one has a connection with the Creator, as if a personal connection. But rather, we cannot reach the Creator, but only if we do it in the group. Because a person who is in religion, for him, the Creator is that he can turn to him, he can ask, seemingly he is receiving something from him. He doesn't have to reach equivalence of form. He doesn't change himself. He's asking from the Creator each time that the Creator will do something for him, that he will give him this and that, in our world, all kinds of things. Whereas, Kabbalists, is one who already has in his heart a point that he has to attain the Creator, not to connect to him in order to receive something from him, but rather to attain him. And this is why he can turn to the Creator only in order to receive from the Creator the force of bestowal, forces of correction. And forces of correction can come to the person only on the condition that he is preparing the place where he can be corrected. And that place is the group, where I am in my small group. And preferably it should be 10, not less, no more, because this resembles the spiritual partsuf. Then I ask of the Creator that he will give me the power to connect with them in the form of mutual bestowal. If I develop between them, together with them, mutual bestowal, then by that, I already bring myself to resemble the Creator. And I start to feel that the connection between us is not just some mutual connection in a group. Rather, there is some special quality here called the Creator, Boreh. Bo'ure, come and see. This is how we discover him.
You said that we begin to distinguish in the connection between us, not just the connection, but the quality of the Creator. What is that?
I learn from the friends how much they bestow to one another, and I want to resemble them, and also be the one who bestows to them, because envy, yearning, craving, and honor push me to bestow if I'm in a group, how can I remain and not like them? How can I be lesser than them, etc.? And therefore, through the group, when I reach some appreciation of the form of bestow, and I see that I cannot, then I ask of the Creator, look how they're doing it, and I cannot. How come I don't? I cannot. So then the ego itself pushes me to the form of bestow. And that way, through envy, craving, and honor, when I'm in the ten, each one of us specifically comes to bestow.
Chaver.
My question is, what is my commitment to the ten? And what is my commitment to the Creator?
My commitment to the ten is to help the ten to be as one body, as one desire. And my commitment to the Creator is that I want that in the ten, that force of the Creator, the general force of bestowal, will dwell among us, which is considered that we are building the Creator between us, as it says, and you have made me. This is what we have to do in the ten. The Creator does not exist. He doesn't exist. But rather, we have to connect between us in such a way with our desires that our form of bestowal above the form of reception will bring us the feeling of the Creator. This is why we work in the state of Bo, come, when we overcome our desires to receive and we reach the will to bestow, and then see that we see what forces of bestow we achieve. That is called Boe, Creator.
Доброе утро, Рав. Вы знаете, вот когда мы общаемся с другими десятками, у меня появляется вот это чувство.
When we are in contact with other tens, this feeling appears, the feeling of avut in the group, and I feel the connection with them more. So where to find that point of connection with the other tens, which...
Well, there is no such thing. Just like until a person is included in a ten, he doesn't feel himself towards the ten. Similarly, if we only exist in a ten, we cannot feel the ten, but rather when we, with our ten, want to connect with other tens, then we start to feel how much the connection between us is necessary and it's good and it's worthwhile for us to develop it more and more. So it's okay what you feel. This is how it should be.
Se io perdo il contatto, la connessione col gruppo, io posso raggiungere.
If I lose my contact with the group, can I reach faith above reason?
Nope. You won't have a place where you can check yourself, and you won't have enough forces to support you, and where will you actualize faith above reason? With the Creator? How do you know that it is with the Creator and not with your own ego? Because you truly exist in darkness. Only the ten where you feel how much you're connected with them or you're not connected with them gives you, in our world, the ability to check if you're in bestowal or in reception. This is why the Creator first created the will to receive, which is called the system of Adam HaRishon prior to the sin, and then he broke this system so that each and every broken part, every broken desire will have a broken desire and the ability to see itself, whether it is broken or it is becoming corrected, and we have no other demonstration, no other test unless we are in a ten. A person then deceives himself, he doesn't know where he is, it seems to him that he's already reaching the end of correction, and actually he hasn't even started working with himself. And years go by, and complete lives, incarnations, until finally he reaches a state where he does take upon himself to work inside of the group, and that way to advance.
Spain too.
Buenos días, querido Rab. Bueno. Rab, quería saber cómo diferencio entre estar atrapado en mi ego.
Day, y la Rab, I wanted to know.
De la divinidad en el polvo.
How can I differentiate between being locked within my ego and the taste of being in bestowal?
It's only by being included in the group. We talked about it now. This is how you choose. When you look at the friends and you see that they are connected between them, they have some sort of connection between them, and it seems to you that you're not in this connection between them. You're on the side a bit, and that evokes you. How come I'm this way and there, that way, and through envy you advance to them, and out of lack of choice you want to get in there and be like them. And this is how you advance.
Try.
Only through the work in the ten, mechanical work, whether you want to or not, try to get in as much as possible. And as much as it is against your desire, the more you should be happy that you are specifically going here in spiritual work. Merkaz 1.
What is that point where a person reaches a state where if the Creator doesn't help him, he is lost?
It's through many efforts that he makes. He sees that he by himself has nothing. He doesn't have spiritual forces. He doesn't have a spiritual desire. And then it turns out that this is how he has to start praying. It comes later. At first, he thinks that through the group and by his own efforts, the study, workshops, all kinds of things, that would be enough. Until he sees that it's not enough, and he truly is in a descent, in a fall, having no forces, having no hope. And then out of that, he reaches a state where he has no choice, but rather with the group and with all of the states that he went through, he must turn to the Creator, open up his heart, and let the Creator work with all of his internality, so that the Creator will do everything on me, because I, by myself, cannot do it, but I want it. Just like I gave this example of how I ran to the surgery table so that they can operate on me as quickly as possible.
Rav, if I don't feel envy towards my ten, does it mean I need to work above reason and receive the strength to continue from there?
You cannot work above reason if you don't achieve any kind of envy in the ten. It's considered you haven't even started being in the ten. You have to invest more forces in connection and to justify yourself less. PT 20.
What does it mean? His sound was that I am a 10.
If a person has a 10, it means that he has a soul. When he connects with his friends in such a way that he doesn't feel a difference between them internally, emotionally, that all of us have a single goal. All of us have the same desires, all of us have the same inclinations. Of course, to each one individually, it's individually, so that I cannot feel them, but all of us together have the same feeling that we have a single creator, a single goal, a single intended, aimed desire, and that is considered that I have a 10. I have a 10 means that I include all of them inside of my heart, and I'm willing for that to give them everything.
Tbilisi.
Здравствуйте, Рав. Ну, мы знаем, что мы сами ничего не можем делать без Творца, но все-таки есть такое четкое состояние.
You know that by yourself you cannot do anything. There's this very clear situation where...
Ну, делай.
That you're willing to accept any transformation he gives you.
Yes, you need to do whatever possible until you can see that you can do anything. Then you will realize that only together with the friends, by turning to the Creator, you can achieve something.
Together with the friends, it seems that only together we can truly succeed.
You must all realize that this is how it is.
Again,
except 33. A person needs great mercy in order not to flee the battle. Although he uses the advice that our sages gave, quote, I have created the evil inclination, I have created the Torah as a spice, end quote. But the person says that he has already used this advice several times to no avail. He also says that he has already used the advice, quote, he who comes to purify is aided, end quote. And it is as though all these counsels are not for him. Thus, he does not know what to do. This is the worst state for a person, meaning that he wants to escape from these states, but he has nowhere to run. At that time, he suffers torments from being between despair and confidence. But then, the person says, where will I turn? At that time, the only advice is prayer. Yet, this prayer is also without any guarantee. So it follows that then he must pray to believe that the Creator does hear prayer. And everything that one feels in these states is to one's benefit. But this can only be above reason, meaning, although the mind tells him, quote, after all the calculations, you see that nothing can help you, end quote, he should still believe above reason that the Creator can deliver him from the will to receive for himself. And instead of that, he will receive the desire to bestow.
Я не раз от вас слышал, что от слова молитва тфила происходит от слова лид палель.
I hear you say more than once that the word pray тфила comes from the word лид палель, which means to judge oneself. So in that context of faith above reason, what is the meaning of praying?
Лид палель, to pray, means that I see what is happening to me, where I am. What am I getting from the Creator as my nature? And what am I getting from the Creator right now as the state in which I exist with my nature? That is, all of these things, they come from above. From the environment, it doesn't matter from where. The Creator is establishing this state for me. And out of this state, I need not to judge the state, not to check it the way that it appears, but rather with which intention, with which purpose the Creator has established for me my qualities that are now being revealed to me, And what is he giving me right now in my surrounding state where I am? That is, what is happening to me inside and what is happening to me around me on the outside? Why is the Creator arranging it for me? What should I do out of that? Towards my ego or towards the purpose of creation? That is, according to my desire, according to the Creator's desire. And then I choose in which direction I should be aimed. This actually is my test. After I checked all of these directions and what is it that I need to do, then if I did it correctly, then I turn to the Creator and I ask of Him to help me to take a correct step forward. Because a correct step means towards bestowal. And I can't do it by myself. I have no force of bestowal. I need to ask of it from Him. And I do ask. That is, it is clear to me that I received all of these internal states and external states from the Creator through the world, through the group. It doesn't matter in which form. I received it from Him. And then I have to turn to Him in return so that He will help me to reach a more advanced state.
Можно уточню, Раф?
Ну-ну.
Вот чуть раньше вы сказали, что человек в принципе не способен обратиться к Творцу.
Before that, you said that a person cannot turn to the Creator by himself. So this is from an opposite state, which exists. So the question is: after all these scrutinies that I've performed, what will compel me to turn to?
Well, it's not immediately, but out of you working with the friends, you begin to be included with forces that are outside of you. And then the habit already to turn for help to the friends, to work together with them. This appeal in the spiritual state to turn to someone outside of you, it also awakens you to turn to the Creator. If you are not with the friends, your appeal to the Creator will always be egoistic. If you are with the friends, your appeal will already include their desires. It won't be so egoistic anymore, but rather it is then considered the prayer of many.
No.
Notice whether you are turning to the Creator out of a desire that comes as a result of connection in the society, or only your desire. If it is only your desire, then it's not so, doesn't promote you so much towards success. It nevertheless needs to be out of the 10.
We see that we can really feel that the friends are great, they're full of desire, and we ask together, and still we see that Rabash says we need to ask for mercy. And next in the article, he discusses despair and torment. So where should the mercy come from?
Well, everything comes from above, from below, from us. All that comes is the lack. But when from above we get some response, some answer, a new state, we need to realize that this state is a more advanced state, even though it seems to us as worse than before. But it nevertheless does advance us.
And still the outcome of the work between us is, well, failure is revealed in our vessels, because
so it's true that it is lack of success. It's good that it is lack of success. Otherwise, how will you turn to the Creator if you will succeed? So then you will be like a gang of heroes. So what do the forces come then? I'll turn to the Creator out of despair, out of lack of forces, otherwise you will not turn to Him. You turn to the Creator out of the fact that you do not succeed, and you can't do it, and the ten can't do it, and you together this way reach a state where the only one who can help us is only the upper force. He established us, He arranged us, He is now awakening us to turn to Him.
Yes, Rav, what is that condition where a person needs great mercy not to flee the battle?
There are many people who fall along the path. They can't hold on. They add to them an egoistic will to receive, and they cannot overcome it. I don't want to start saying names, but there are such people who go to dissemination even. They go out and they start to feel there among the external people that they are great, that there they can become good organizers, great sages. They can determine things. People listen to them, and then they leave our group, and they continue there with some external group. What is happening to them? What do they get out of it? It is simply their ego showing them how much this is worthwhile, that the advancement in the group is not so important, that they're equal to you or even above you. Rather, what is important is to feel good in a group that is less than you. And this is how they advance. Advance in what? Advance in their egoistic desire more and more towards the klipa, the shell. We have such examples. Recently, I see them. Well, what can you do, Dudi?
And how do we defend against such a thing?
Well, we keep ourselves by holding on to the group by the teeth. By the teeth, truly. A person goes out to some external group, and he's included there, and he sees that there it's worthwhile for him to be like a big rabbi, a big, a great saint, etc. He receives control there, he receives respect, honor, and he just disappears there.
And the power of the group can win against that external power that comes from the public?
Again?
The power of the group. Is it the power outside is a stronger force, the force of the ego that gives one confidence, pride?
One is never given too much. A person is never given an obstacle that he cannot overcome. You're always elevated in sanctity, not lowered in sanctity. However, one doesn't want to use all of these things. And I see it also on the groups. This feeling of the need to be among the friends all the time, should it scare us or make us happy?
Why should it frighten me to be always with the friends? If I go out, if I leave the friends, no thought I have is spiritual, even though it may seem to me that I can delve more deeply and to sustain it more. No, it's not true. If I'm not with the ten and amongst all of our tens, there is no spiritual foundation. Just so. Okay, well, come you three.
Rob, there's a statement here. He says it's between despair and confidence. Is there a state that's like the worst state to be in, and other than despair?
Despair is not a bad state. It's not a terrible state. From despair you turn to the Creator. Why is it bad? If it's a state that brings me to Him, I break, I fall, I reach Him with tears, and I want to adhere to Him and ask for help, then despair is a good thing. The fact that I don't feel in the time of despair that it's comfortable, if I feel that I'm not happy, I'm not confident, that's true. But on the other hand, that's the true state. It's a state where I begin to recognize that I don't have the powers to attain the nature of God by myself. I cannot discover Him, the upper nature, if not from despair, if not from feeling small. That's why without despair it's impossible. French.
Yes. If a friend receives disturbances and the result of that, he takes a decision that he invested too much in society, and this is why he's getting disturbances. How can he receive support, additional support later on? Is that ever a correct decision?
It can never be that I give more than what's necessary to the society, because the society is my soul. Later I discover it to be the 10 sfirot of the soul. So how could it be that I invest in the soul too much? There's no such thing. I don't need to look at their faces, but rather the desires, the thoughts, the intentions. All those are the closest to me. From all of reality in general, all the souls, all the vessel of Adam HaRishon. These 10 friends, including me, they're the closest, the very closest to me in order to create the connection in which I discover the Creator. So it cannot be that I come too close to them, invest too much in them. It cannot be, because that is my soul. Invest in it as much as possible. That's actually the salvation.
Yes, the sign just showed up. Despair out of one's own forces. I understand how a person through despair should reach a prayer. But how does the 10 reach despair of its forces? There's always a feeling that one person will be down, the other person will be up. How do you reach collective despair in the 10?
We don't need, we never want to reach general despair. That's the wrong way. What do you mean? Why should we reach a general state of despair? No, we need to reach a general state of awakening. From that, we will fall into a general state of despair, but collective despair, but not that's not the intention. That's not where we want to get.
Okay, I understand. So how do we reach this collective awakening? This, how can a whole 10 as one man in one heart raise a prayer? How do you reach that state of as one man in one heart?
That's the problem. You're all in a lesson now. You've all come. Each one can be grateful for the fact that he's in the group, and the group aims him towards the Creator. Inside of the group, he's about to discover the Creator. There still lacks some tension in which to discover, with which to discover the Creator in the group. But you are preparing the foundation, the infrastructure. And what is the infrastructure? The mutual power of bestowal between everyone in the 10. That is called the field that the Lord had blessed, in which the Creator is revealed inside of you. So begin to execute that, to apply it. Despair? No, it's the other way around.
He writes, there's no happier state than when it's despair of his own prayer forces, then a prayer can come. So seemingly the 10 should also reach a state where it does everything that it can. And
yes, but it doesn't yearn for despair. It's also written, those who sow with tears will reap with joy. But it's not that we want to get there to that. We get there
through the states themselves. No, God forbid, one should never yearn to ever be in despair, in a fall, in a descent, powerless, helpless. No, only through awakening.
Of course, I didn't mean yearn for despair, but I mean there is a feeling in the dynamics in the tent that there is always one friend who is uplifted, or a few friends who are uplifted, and some friends who are now coping a bit more with the disturbances.
It's like a wheel turning.
That's right. So what does it mean that the tent together raises a prayer to the Creator? Out of which state? What is this together?
Every prayer, oui. Every prayer also includes a part which is a request and a part which is gratitude, and you cannot have one without the other. These are the two sides of the coin. So it's very good that this is how you all feel. It's a sign that your ten is full, is complete. You have this and that both, always. And when we get to the end of correction, does our will to receive vanish? No. Is it corrected? No. How corrected? No. We correct the intention that rides on it, but if the will to receive disappeared, then the intention to bestow above it would have disappeared, would disappear as well, and the created being would disappear. That's why nothing disappears. We need only to change our intention every time towards more and more towards connection and maintaining everything we have in us. That's why it's said that Abraham was old and lived many days, good days, nice days, bad days, everything. And through the aviyut, the masach, and the reflected light, when you have these two forces which go against each other, which are in opposition, by that, from that, you build the complete vessel.
Thank you. USA Norwest.
How can I not confuse the friends by being intensive? By not show, like, I want to show the friends that this is important. I want to show the friend that, you know, this is the best thing and let's do it. And how not to show maybe the other way around as a pride?
That could be, but it's on the condition that you intend the best for the group and you within the group, then it won't happen. The main thing is you need to all bestow to each other, influence each other. From that you will learn. From that you will learn and you will see how much you all advance. You truly have a spiritual opportunity opened up before you. We're entering now. The door is opening. You can even say that it's fully open now. And we all just need to enter this spiritual world. We need to understand how something works there, more or less, this way, that way. We're right before entering, but the entrance is open to spirituality. And this is yet ahead of us. And I'm very glad of what we've accomplished in a very short time. Usually this takes many years. From the beginning of this pandemic, the way we advanced is it's very good, very nice. So we just need to pay more careful attention to the thoughts, to our emotions, our intentions, and not the mechanical forms we're in. That's the difference between Kabbalah and religion. Kabbalah discusses the intention of the person, which he needs to acquire through the group, from the upper force, and then he can work in it. But religion speaks only about the physical actions, or actual speech. And so there's no difference in the wisdom of Kabbalah, even between men and women. There's no difference. In the wisdom of Kabbalah, there's no difference between the still vegetative animate and speaking. They're all desires to receive, and we need to correct them all. And a person needs to correct within himself all the levels of these desires. As it's written that the wolf lived with the sheep. What is it about? It's about how we, human beings, correct ourselves in all of our desires, which we are included of, in which we exist. And then, indeed, in all of reality, the egoistic will to receive vanishes. I'm constantly asked by women, what is the role of the woman in the correction, in spirituality? How can a woman attain divinity? The same way as a man. That's what the woman should do as well. Each and every person who has this inclination to attain the Creator, to discover the Creator, that exists only within the person, which includes men and women both. Each such person can attain it without any difference with respect to race, color, or gender, as Baal Sulam writes. This is intended for everyone. And the difference between everyone is just a slight difference in the will, in the desire, because we all come from the vessel of Adam Rishon, which is one man, which later split into male and female. But to begin with, it was a single person, and you need to reach a state where again it's one Adam, and he needs to bestow in all his desires. And so the end of correction is the same for everyone, for men and women. And the general end of correction is such where all the desires in the world, the vegetative animate, also, they will receive the intention to bestow from us, from the human beings, sons of Adam in Hebrew. And then they all rise up to the degree of bestowal and connection. And that's why we have a problem with religions. Each one has its own style. Each one works in order to separate between these people and those people. And so the whole problem is that in the final times of the end of correction, it will be the great resistance of the religions against the wisdom of connection, the method of connection, from all of them, because each one thinks it's just, it's right, and it's better than the others. And the wisdom of Kabbalah comes from nature, from the integral nature, as we all belong to one system. And so Baal Sulam writes that you can stay with your own religion, as these are customs, habits. It's the same way you live in your family, where you have all sorts of customs, as we call them, behaviors of yours. But it's not that this can replace the connection between everyone.
Beseder.
All right.
Toda raba.
Turki free.
Good morning. A question from our friends. You said that we can obtain from group to extent we give them. But what we can do to friends if they are going through hard conditions?
We need to try to accept them into the society, into the group, into the ten, and to speak to them about the unification of creation,
as everything that is revealed comes from a single source, a single force. And all these states he brings us, through them he wants us to connect to him, to hide in him. And so we will all reach a connection between us and with him. And by that we can go through all these states, the very hardest states actually become the best states. Go on, Dudi.
Citut mispar 34.
Quote number 34 from Rabash. When he wants to do everything for the sake of the Creator and not for his own sake, the body resists with all its might. Since the body argues, why do you want to put me and my domain to death? You come to me with having to work only for the sake of the Creator and not for one's own sake, which is truly an annulment of the will to receive from everything. You tell me that our sages said, the Torah exists only in one who puts himself to death over it, meaning to put to death all the domain of self-benefit and care only for the benefit of the Creator. Before this, a person cannot be rewarded with the Torah. Yet the person sees that it is unrealistic that he will have the strength to go against nature. At that time, one has no choice but to turn to the Creator and say, now I have come to a state where I see that unless you help me, I am lost. I will never have the strength to overcome the will to receive, as this is my nature. Rather, only the Creator can give a second nature.
You know, we talked many times about the candle, right? What is the candle?
Yes. Limata.
It's where?
Yes, limata. Shemen.
You have oil below. And then a wick. That's what I'm holding, yes? Is that good? Can you see?
Yes, Rabbi, you can see.
And then above that, you can have light, fire. Why is it so? Because the oil cannot light up by itself. It's only if you have a wick, which also isn't lit itself. Ptila from the word psul, the or rejection or something which is disqualified. It resists the light because the wick isn't flammable that way. If it's connected with the oil. So if it's connected with the oil, we can bring in a fire and then the candle is lit. So the more flawed things we have which resist the fire, that's exactly how they connect the fire with the oil, and then it becomes a candle. The candle comprises three parts. The oil itself cannot be lit. The wick itself is also not flammable, but when the wick absorbs the oil, then it becomes flammable, it becomes a source of light, a source of fire. And so, the more we discover thoughts, questions, which go against spirituality, against the will to bestow, they cancel out our spiritual work. By that, our wick becomes thicker and stronger, and if we overcome, it absorbs the oil more and more, and then the light comes from above, and it is lit. As soon as the wick is ready, and the oil rises enough through the wick, then it feels that there is a light above it, and then it is lit. There is no problem about the light. The light which comes from above, which will light the wick. The problem is in the wick itself, in how, although these are thoughts and desires which go against spirituality, we want to use them together to connect them to spirituality, to connect above them. So that is how the fire, the menorah, is built.
I already have a verse about it, if you're interested. Rabash writes, of course, it is similar like a flame tied to a wick, that is, that the alien thought is considered a wick that wishes to insert a flaw in one's work. That is, the alien thought lets him understand that from the side of the intellect and the reason, there is nothing for him to do in the work of the Creator. And while he gets this alien thought, and he says that he doesn't wish to give any answers, but rather everything that reason tells him is correct. However, he is going by the path of faith, which is above reason. It follows that the flame of faith is tied to the wick of the alien thought. It follows that only now he can keep the commandment of faith properly. It follows that the questions have become as merits. Otherwise, he wouldn't be able to receive any merits in the sense of faith.
That's why we cannot do without the foreign thoughts, without the rejections which reject us, which drive us away from spirituality. There cannot be a sense if we do not feel that we hate each other, that we hate the Creator, that we don't want anything. All these things also have to come to us, and we have to feel them and to sort them and to understand why they exist in us. And all this is because the connection between spirituality and corporeality is made especially through the rejections from spirituality that we receive. We maintain them, we hold them, and with that we connect to the Creator. That's the rope that we hold on to, with which we tie this world to the spiritual world, ourselves to the Creator. And so, don't be afraid of all the foreign thoughts, all the flaws, the problems. It's all the pennies add up to a great sum. And so we discover a very strong connection between corporeality and spirituality, and we have no problem with that. We need both. The Creator created it in such a way.
Latin 3.
Rab, ¿qué estado es cuando el cuerpo no se resiste a hacer acciones por el bien del Creador?
Rab, what is this state where the body doesn't object doing things for the sake of the Creator?
Physical actions, we have no problem doing for the sake of the Creator, for the sake of the created beings, for everything. If we can add personal profit to these actions, I'm willing to do anything if it's worthwhile, profitable. And then I don't care what action it is. We see people going into some business, working from morning to night, all night long, all day long, no problem at all, because they feel the profit in order to receive. On the other hand,
If you remove from each and every person, even the best person, his personal profit, he will not be able to lift a finger. He won't have the energy. He won't have the power to do anything. So what to do? That is why we need to receive power from above, in order to perform actions in which we don't bestow upon ourselves, but rather bestow upon others, upon the Creator. We need to receive power from above. And that's all of our work, actually. How to reach a state where we receive power from above. For that, we need to be equipped with a lack for this power, the power to bestow. I don't have the desire to bestow, so why would I need the power to bestow? That's why we're intense. The Creator didn't break the vessel of Adam HaRishon into many parts for no reason. So us, when we're together, through envy, lust, honor, which each one has egoistically, we look at the others and then we also want to be like them. That means that's the where we say that envy, lust, and honor brings one out of the world, meaning from the corporeal world into the spiritual world. But from where do I get this impression, from the impressions of envy, lust, and honor? It's only from being within a ten. So that's our problem. That's our work, rather. In the ten, to try to be envious of the friends and to try to develop a measure of envy that is such that it brings me to want, to desire, to ask for the power to bestow, even if it goes against me, seemingly. But if they have it and I don't, then I want it. Then I want it. And so we will reach a state where I want to be the bestower. I want to be loving. And in a ten, when we act it out, we play at it. It's not the real thing yet. By that, we invoke the reforming light which shines upon us. And when it shines upon us, then we truly receive that quality of bestowal, and immediately we feel that we are in the spiritual world, the opposite reality, the upper reality, as there is another reality above this world, the true reality, the eternal one, and we are born there. And all of that we need to do, to apply, to actualize. Spirituality.
Ну, с точки зрения как бы внутренних, с точки зрения внутренних состояний, вот у меня
but
есть.
If you look at it from the perspective of the inner states, so I have resistance to spirituality. Where inside of this resistance, where is what's the wick and what's the oil there?
The wick is the resistance against spirituality. It brings you all sorts of foreign thoughts. It's not worthwhile. Why should you do it? For what reason? And so on. And the oil is just the will to come to fulfillment, to pleasure. So the pleasure doesn't care about if it's in order to receive or in order to bestow. The main thing is to fill itself up. Right? The will doesn't change. The intention changes.
And by overcoming with that example of the wick of the candle, what is that?
It's where you want to connect all the thoughts which go against spirituality, to connect them to your life and to light them up. Meaning that you're not afraid of the flaws from the foreign thoughts. You go along with them, and then these foreign thoughts, with your material, the will to receive, together they become worthy, ready to be lit, to be a source for light. To grow that way.
And if we see a friend in the 10 in a state where, like Rabash told you, great, now you're a rag just like me, it's really hard for him this time. It is even more hard for him. What can the 10 do?
But he is present in the 10. He doesn't want to leave. He doesn't disregard the 10. He just doesn't have the strength. So you need to help him as much as you can. Be sorry for him, pray for him. The main thing is prayer. And you will see how helpful it is. And so it is with each and every one.
Petit 4.
Petit 4.
There are states that come where saying you can't, there's no way to take it above reason, but associated with the Creator. You're just waiting for that situation to go away because you don't even know how to approach it. What can I do?
It's not true. You can't, or don't you want to take them above reason?
Maybe I don't want to because I don't even know how to approach it.
Approach it in such a way where everything comes from above. Even though you don't agree, you don't want it. That's on one side. On the other hand, you need to say that it all comes from above. Nevertheless, I just cannot agree with it. So?
But I don't know how to work with it. What does it mean? To agree, okay, it comes from the Creator, but what to do next?
What to do next? Do everything you can until you agree.
But why does the agreement matter? Let's say I agree, but I don't know how to take it, and like you say, with the weak to light it up. How to make it light up, that state?
Well, that's a different kind of work, which is, it's higher work. But at least you need to reach this submission, right? Subdue yourself, like Rabbi Akiva on the board, floating on the sea, right? At least it's like what you receive, you get from the Creator. But you cannot justify it, you cannot understand it, maybe it will be revealed to you in time. But what you receive from above. At least by that, you do not violate the uniqueness of the Creator who operates everywhere in the whole world.
Isn't this considered running away from work?
You don't run from it, you try to be in it as much as you can, to the best of your ability. You say, this is the Creator's doing, it's the finger of God, but I cannot agree with it more, but at least to maintain the thought that it comes from Him.
He hasn't asked in a while.
Yes, dear Rav. We're reaching a common desire. Suppose. So what does it mean we perform this Zivugdaka and keep this?
You wish to receive the light, the revelation of the Creator, all those spiritual discernments only in order to bestow back to the source of the light. Like the guest and the host. That's it.
А что мы отдаем ему, Творцу?
What do we bestow to Him?
You receive everything you can receive from it on the condition that you can be grateful to it. What does it mean to be grateful? It means that you're doing it only for His sake. Just like He's doing it for your sake, you wish to do it for His sake. For His sake, meaning you check yourself. Do you enjoy yourself or not? And if you accept the condition of the first restriction, and later you also think, how can we receive and in order to bestow to the host and not to ourselves? Like the guest and the host. And then you try to reach the greatness of the host to such a level that whatever you receive will be for the sake of the host, to give him pleasure. He is so great, but if I will receive anything from him, I will feel pleasure not from eating at his table, but that I'm actually at his table. My vessels are different vessels suddenly. They're not vessels for food, but vessels for his glory. It's like the example of the bride and groom, where even though he's not giving her, but rather she gives to him. But because he receives from her, she receives such a pleasure as if she was receiving from him. In this way we become bestowers. But we truly bestow in our intention because we have nothing to give the Creator, only the intention. Like a baby. But it smiles to its mother. What does it give her? But she's willing to give everything for his smile.
Доброе утро, Рав, мировой кли.
Morning, Rav, worldly.
Вот для того, чтобы узнать, что
a question about the screen. In order to discover, to understand what upper light is, we need a screen. That contact, that zivug da haka'a, striking women while mating. What is this feeling of having a screen in the tent?
It's when we are capable of working not to ourselves, but only to bestow to the other. This is called a screen.
Зео.
Ну вот можно еще немножко спросить. Вот.
Can I ask a little bit more?
Возникает именно в содурении с.
There's a difficulty here. Specifically with this mating while striking with the light. What I mean is, it's difficult to work in bestowal, right? But what other emotions are there in it?
It all depends on the appreciation of the receiver and the giver. If I appreciate the host more than myself, and even if I receive from him, I receive not in order to fill myself, because I appreciate him more than I appreciate me, but I do it in order to give him contentment. It all depends on the appreciation. Who's more important to me, in my eyes, me or the host? Now, what Saba asked, I don't want to get into it because it speaks of three lines. Don't be so smart. Just ask on the material we study.
Yes, Rav, I'd like to ask, where am I in this whole story? It sounds as if they're talking about me. I've done this, I've done that. On the other hand, it's as if it's a far away story from me. So where am I at all?
Whether it's near or far, it's up to you. It speaks of each and every person who begins to respect what's outside of him more than himself. In this way, he can bestow. He can perform acts of bestowal and feel the Creator in them. That's it. It's not so far off.
Beseder.
Won't give a friend.
Well, what's the question then?
That's the question. What should we be ashamed about in the tent?
In the tent, I'm ashamed of the fact that I cannot bestow to them properly. I need to feel ashamed about that. That I'm not devoted enough to them.
That
I can dilute myself in the tent completely, dissolve myself there, disappear from my eye, only serve them. And I didn't reach that yet. Thank you, Rav. What does it mean the freedom of the collective?
The freedom of the collective. What is freedom? It's when one feels that he can freely do whatever the truth requires of him. What is truth? The truth is that force that acts in the entire reality. It's the Creator. If he may carry out all the actions with adherence to the Creator, whatever the Creator wants, whatever this upper force, what nature requires of him, this is called he is in freedom. When will he be in freedom? When he's in freedom from the angel of death, from his ego. To that extent, he will be free. To the extent that he helps the public to reach such freedom, meaning eternity, when everything is connected to that upper force, only then do we come out of life and death, all the troubles, all the problems, etc. This is called being free.
Yes. But we see today in the world that all those freedoms actually give the ego a certain place to let itself loose, doesn't let itself check itself.
Yeah, but where do you see freedom in the world? How do you define it?
Today, they define one of the most important principles in democracy, which is freedom.
Meaning that anyone can do whatever he feels like according to his ego.
Well, that's opposite freedom.
So, yeah, that's opposite freedom.
So, that's what I'm saying. How can we explain that true freedom is what you explained right now?
First of all, if I'm in my own nature, the way I was born, and it binds me to all kinds of desires, intentions, and thoughts, and events which don't depend on me. That's what nature puts me in. So being in freedom is to get rid of all that. When can I say that I'm free? When I'm not under the influence of any force in reality, not the force of reception, nor the force of bestowal, no force. When does that happen to a person? When a person reaches a restriction. That's the central point of his development. When I can restrict myself, doesn't matter by what forces, by what help from above, but from the restriction on, I begin to define myself as a free person. Decide either here or there. And the truth is, the freedom we reach is incorporated of two parts, both the force of reception and the force of bestowal, and I use them both equally and fully. That's why I don't get rid of any force in nature. I just know what's the whole manner by which I can use them together. That's called freedom.
Здравствуйте, Рав, товарищи. У нас такой вопрос. В чем?
Hello, Rav, friend. We have a question. What's the connection between the freedom of the individual and the freedom of the collective?
There cannot be freedom for an individual without the freedom for society, and vice versa. Because the individual and the collective are equal, ultimately. That's why the wisdom of Kabbalah teaches us that we need both to take care of the freedom of the individual and to the freedom of the collective. And that's all only for us to awaken people to learn what freedom means. It's freedom from our will to receive. You cannot have freedom from your will to receive if you don't reach the opposite force, the will to bestow. This is why carrying out this will to bestow in each and every one of us for everyone else, that's called being in freedom. That's called freedom from the angel of death. When you don't have a state, you right now don't have a state that you don't belong to the angel of death or the angel of life, neither to the will to receive nor the will to bestow. You can't be in between. You have to shift from the state that you're subordinate to your will to receive, and to shift to a state that you are surrendering yourself to the will to bestow, to the Creator. And that for you will be called freedom from the angel of death, actually. And you may say, but I want to bestow all the time, so I'm a slave again. I'm bestowing to the Creator. I'm bestowing to everyone else. Is this called freedom? This is called liberty? Yes, this is called freedom. Because you feel that by your devotion to everyone else, you feel that you're enjoying, you're free. It doesn't limit you. You see from one end of the world to the other end. The whole world is yours, specifically because you're bestowing to everyone else. Meaning the action is an action of bestowal. You're always sold to this action of bestowal, as if you're an addict, as if you're not free. But actually this way is your way to freedom. You have no limitations. You love everyone and everyone loves you. Let our friend say something. Be'er Sheva.
Good morning, Rav. Global 10. My question is, Baal Salam describes, is there anything other than a common goal that can bring us to this state?
The goal that appears in opposite manners so that we'll want to correct it, to adapt it to us, to adapt ourselves to it. And this way we advance. Every day they'll be as new to you. Period. Okay. It's all in all, it's no problem. Today, we're talking about things that are higher and more detailed than before. That's the way it is every day. And I see with you that you're advancing. It also gives me the strength to come to tomorrow's lesson, to the next day's lesson. The main thing is the connection. I don't care how much people understand, don't understand, despaired, not despaired. We can act a bit more towards the connection between us. So we've gained something. Because this is in the direction of a correction for sure. That's all. All the rest I don't care about. Thoughts, desires, he understands, he doesn't understand, more or less, doesn't matter to us. The main thing is the need for connection to be revealed. And the need for connection is revealed specifically from the opposite side. When there is no connection and you feel bad and you can't keep on going, then bit by bit you understand there is no choice. You have to be connected. How to connect? There's also 1,001 different methods. None of them work. And then bit by bit they come close to us. Don't worry. We just have to keep on doing our work and the world will overcome all the difficulties, will push away all the nonsense, and they will come to us to ask this method of connection. And we ourselves will also come to it as much as we can previously. We're proudful. We have to be patient, like taking care of children, subjugate ourselves and take care of humanity. At this, where is it?